Hey, Julie and Brittany.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that I have to do the dirt alert.
Oh,
here.
No.
Because guess what? I was talking to Holly, and she's like, you know, Elizabeth's going to do the dirt alert. So I was like, okay, that's right. I don't have to do it. And then I just got here after running around buying chicken sandwiches from four different places and realized I'm supposed to do the top and bottom of the hour dirt alert. So I haven't got nothing. What's going on in the world of entertainment today?
Oh, you're so professional right now. I'm ready to bop you.
Hey, I did traffic and weather. That was something.
Brittany just shared her experiences. Lori will be back tomorrow, everybody. So let's play Brittany's theme song first.
Well, hold on. We're still in the dirt alert, technically.
Well,
can you update me on anything that's been going on today?
Yeah.
Hey, turn on your mic. Oh, there you go, Brittany.
I was like, I'm talking to nobody, which is like the story of my life. Here's a dirt alert. I did traffic for years, and I used to just say that there was a car stuck on Dunwoody exit because there was always a car stuck on Dunwoody exit.
That is the worst. Trying to get from 394 to 94, and you're like, should I get over now? Is that too early? Is that too late?
Exactly. Should I get in the line or whatever?
So like, I messed up. I forgot I'm supposed to do top and bottom of the order. It's because Holly's off this week.
Yeah.
So I'll get one for
you. And Elizabeth Reese is going to be with us.
She's going to do the 520.
Yes. Yeah.
So I messed up. I'll do the bottom of the order. Anything we want to talk about before we start the show?
Let's just start the show.
Okay,
let's do this.
Let me hit this button.
Talk dirt alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Let's start the show for real this time. Just because I forgot I was supposed to do the top of the hour dirt alerts.
I'm having the best time.
Because before I came in, I spent the morning doing my other job, which is doing radio, you know, producing commercials and promos and all that. And then I get a text from you guys that it's like, hey, oh, I saw it on Twitter, actually. We're going to do Chicken Wars today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I got an hour. Why don't I go pick up some chicken sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got Chick-fil-A,
yep.
Popeyes, McDonald's, and KFC.
You got four.
You got four. Let's just get into it.
Let's just get dirty with our chicken sandwiches.
So we just all gobbled down.
And so now it's going to be real low energy because we're going to need
no,
a nap.
We aren't. Don't.
Oh, I'm fired up.
Hey. Oh, have you ever met me? I'll never be low energy.
Before we get to our chicken wars, did everyone have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do, Rocco?
You went skiing on Friday.
I did. I went to Afton Alps.
Nice. Mm.
That used to be my stomping grounds as a junior high and high school kid
because
I went to Woodbury. And so it was so good to be back there again. Brought my boy, went with another friend.
Is he loving it?
He is loving it.
Is he snowboarding or skiing?
He's skiing. Okay. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, if he picks up something right away, he loves it. And if he struggles with it, like he's taking guitar lessons and he struggles with it and he's blah, blah, blah. But if something comes easy to him, he just loves it. And we were not sure how skiing was going to go because we knew we needed an outdoor activity in the age of Corona. So we're like, let's try skiing. And he does, in fact, love it. So,
and he's 9.
Yep.
So is that 3rd grade or 4th grade?
He's in 4th grade.
I mean, that is, I'm telling you.
What a fun age.
And it's so beautiful. We had a beautiful weekend. It was such a perfect weekend to be outside. Today I went on like an hour and a half walk. It was so gorgeous out. It's lovely. I'm liking the warmer weather, but
I'm loving it.
When we talk about rain now, I'm like, come on, can't we just, we are such extremes, but I think that's the new world. Do you ski, Brett?
I snowboard.
Oh, you
and
do?
And I also, because I grew up in Stillwater, Rocco, got dropped off at Afton Alps and then picked up.
Yep. East Metro, represent all three of us.
Go
we
ponies.
Had to go. Back in high school, we went to Snowcrest, which is no longer around.
Sounds romantic.
Yeah, you'd go through Stillwater to get to Snowcrest, and then we'd go to Birch Park, which is right across the 36, the bridge. Stillwater Bridge, and you'd go to the right, and it was Birch Park, and we just lived there. And then my later years, it was Afton.
Yeah.
But Afton was always just, for some reason, our school didn't go there.
Yeah, it's a little farther away.
It was closer, but our school didn't go there for some reason. But now I love Afton, and they have such great things. I mean, the chalets, could you go on the chalet and stuff, Rocco?
Yeah, we went in one, the Highlands Chalet.
Uh-huh.
It didn't open till 4. And it was you had to talk to somebody on the way in and make sure you were all signed in.
Right.
We chose to sit on the patio and have a, a beer and some chips. And the Bruno, my son didn't have a beer, but I did.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't trust you right now. I don't believe anything you're saying.
He ate some rock hard, ice cold Skittles for some reason.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Oh, I know.
You know what they're coming out with? Because you just brought up Skittles, and this was something I forgot. This is breaking news that I forgot to tell you last week.
This could have been in the Dirt Alert.
It could have, but we weren't prepared. We didn't know it was our job today.
I'm working on the new one right now.
Thank you. But so the new Skittles for Easter, because their pack is so bright red and everything, they've decided that they want to be part of the Easter egg hunt this year. So one side of the bag is going to be camouflage for Easter egg hunts.
Oh, fun.
So isn't that kind of funny that they're trying to be in the mix? Because there's nothing like a good Skittle.
Yeah, so like camouflage, you think they'll go green camo, digital, what?
Well, I don't know what it'll be, and I don't know what we're camouflaging it with.
Maybe like fake
couch
grass.
And pillows, or outside one, the fake grass, the trees,
ooh,
a
like
bird's
this.
Nest. But it's just on one side. So if that's their new marketing thing for the big Easter egg hunt.
I like that. And age appropriate. So it's like if it's younger, they can do the bright color. What did you do this weekend?
I went to my cabin.
Did you have a blast?
I actually did. You know, I've got a couple friends who are vaccinated. They took the test.
Yeah.
So it was just like this freedom.
We played you guys laugh?
Some funny, silly games and just laughed our butt off and hung out on the lake and cried to cross country ski, but I forgot my boots. And we just went on walks and just giggled, actually, and ate way too much food and drank too much alcohol.
That sounds like a blast.
It felt so freeing to be around people that you could be around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's surreal almost.
It is.
Bet you took you a good 24 hours to normal. You're like, get away from me. Oh, wait.
It was so nice. 41 years ago today, I believe that we beat the Russians in the Miracle on Ice. Wasn't that
today?
Today it's on one of your sheets of paper over there, Brittany. I think it was today, 41 years ago today.
We could lose to them 100 out of I don't know the speech.
It's the very first. It's in
this
there.
This is your time.
This is your time.
Their time is done.
All right, we're past that.
Another East Metro guy, Herb Brooks.
Yeah,
we're all East Metro today.
We kind of are, aren't we?
Let's do it.
We kind of are. All right, so we have. I'm just laughing that you drove around for an hour to get us chicken sandwiches and didn't do the part of your job.
But guess what? The whole time you were talking about the cabin there, now I'm working on the bottom of the hour dirt alert. I'm going to be prepared at 3:30.
I'm going to be honest.
Don't be honest here. Please don't be honest. I don't really know that we can handle it today from you, Brittany.
Get the dump button ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really
Lori
honest.
Lori says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi, Lori.
She's en route.
I'm going to be honest, what affects me more, what makes me more, bring me more happiness is the fact that he went to four different chicken places to get us four different chicken sandwiches over a dirt alert. I'm going to be real with you. I'm sorry that it ruined your show. I'm sorry it ruined your career. But I like the happiness that I had for just us figuring out which was the best chicken sandwich. This has been on our minds for weeks.
This has been on
our minds. So when is that deep dive? I didn't look at the sheet yet.
We'll talk about it in. I think
one of these days I'm going to look at the sheet.
3:31.
I drove around for an hour.
I'm really like wondering if I need to talk to management about you.
Hey, I got those chicken sammies.
And if Bea Arthur's listening right now, she's like, who cares? You're supposed to be talking about pop culture.
The 3:30 it's going to be so good.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll talk about it then. All right. Well, I can't even stand it.
Man, just the 3 o'clock dirt alert set you back that much?
It kind of did.
Okay.
I'm trying to win with it. Today's been kind of an epic day. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about our story we can't get enough of. And I want to see how excited you guys are about this sequel that's coming out. We heard from a long lost voice that we haven't heard from in a while. And it was really fun. So you're listening. Stay with us. This is Lori and Julia. We'll be right back. Happy Monday. Monday fun day for everybody here.
Yeah,
it's Margarita Day, in case you're wondering what to be celebrating along with us. And it's Chicken Sandwich Day here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into that in a second.
That'd be a nice pairing, chicken sandwich and margaritas.
I feel so full.
I got to be honest. I kind of like that.
Okay.
I kind of like how that's working. All right.
6:01, we'll hit those margaritas. Should I go drive around and get some margarita mixes?
You don't just stop.
You know, a lot of restaurants in town They sell those cocktail mixes.
They do sell the cocktail
and
mixes.
And I know a couple, like Hi-Hi in South Minneapolis, at least, and maybe like Pajarito, they sell like a margarita mix to go.
Oh, Pajarito has good margaritas.
So if you want me to take like the 5 o'clock hour off to drive around and get those.
Yeah, why not?
I'm embarrassed of you two today. Would you do your jobs, please?
I feel like it's such a
I think it's
been
great.
I do my job. Oh, I'm exhausted, though. I show up. I talk on air.
All right, so this morning, Arsenio Hall was on Good Morning America. And, you know, I remember when his talk show came out and we'd watch it all the time. And I've been ready for Coming to America, too. I remember the first one when it came out was just so funny. And Eddie Murphy was so bloody funny. They were funny together. So here he is talking about Coming to America, too. Why it took so long to make, and the release date is March 5th. So here he's talking about it.
I couldn't believe it. It's been 33 years since the first Coming to America movie. So what made you and Eddie get together and do the sequel? Why now?
Well, we never planned on there being a sequel. We were happy with the first one, and it just wouldn't go away. There were times when you'd get a call from Beyonce's office that they're doing a Coming to America party and everybody's going to dress like the characters. You go to a restaurant on Halloween and they would decorate restaurants. And Eddie's not into social media, but I would always show him these things on Twitter and Instagram. And one day he said, maybe there should be a second one. And he started working on a story. And at some point, he brought me the story, and I was like, that's almost perfect. The only thing that wasn't perfect is he wanted Tracy Morgan to play his son. And I think they kind of look about the same age. You know?
That would have been a little bit of an issue, but we still have Tracy in the movie.
So, and here he is talking about a little bit more about Tracy in the movie.
But there's so many from the original cast, Arsenio. That was what was so wonderful. And I was one of those that was a little worried. I was a little worried about the sequel, but my fears were unfounded. Having so many of the original cast back, was it a lot of reminiscing on the set, Arsenio?
Oh, yeah. I held John Amos a little too long when I first saw him. But it's interesting, Robin, you mentioned that you were worried. The thing that scared me, Eddie has more confidence than I do, but we went to get coffee one day, and as we were leaving, the barista said, don't mess up my move. And that's the barista he had left $100 for.
I mean, seriously, this is, so 1988 is when it first came out, Coming to America. This is going to be released March 5th, and it's streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime Video for Prime Video subscribers, if you have that.
Mm-hmm.
And the film had been originally set to release this past summer, but because of COVID and everything, they didn't do it. But it follows Prince Akeem Jaffer, Eddie Murphy, who is soon to become the king of the fictional African nation of, what is it, Zamunda? Braco, or yet another adventure in Queens, New York City. This time around, it's because of a long-lost son he never knew he had. And Akeem and his BFF, Arsenio Hall, head off to America again.
So are you pretty excited about this?
I thought they were hysterical, and I like laughing at a good comedy, so I'm hoping it would be good.
I think it'll be so fun, and I love that it's coming to Prime, because I think this is not a movie I would normally go to in the theater. I just think I would say, wait. And so coming to Prime, it's like, now I'm excited about
right?
it. Now I will for sure watch it.
And it has Louis Anderson's, I mean, the cast.
Louis Anderson's in it?
Yeah, they had so many people are going to have walk-ons in this thing.
Yeah.
So many people. I mean, it's like two pages. But James Earl Jones, Louis Anderson, Wesley Snipes, John Amos. I mean, when is the last time you've heard that name?
And that's funny because I think a lot of people always think that John Amos is dead because his character on Good Times died.
Right.
But he is very much alive.
How old is he though, Rocco?
He's got to be old because he was the dad on Good Times.
I know
he's
81. I feel like he's older than that.
I remember that episode when he died on Good Times and the mom drops the big bowl and says the D word three times. I mean, that was a big part of my childhood.
I don't remember that.
I'll have to find that clip for you. And he was also on Roots, right?
Yes.
How terrible. Like, you're an actor and everyone thinks you're dead because your character died. Like, what a terrible thing to happen to you. And now when you go someplace, someone says, you're alive still.
I know.
Yeah, I think this will end up being a lot of fun to watch. And also, the first one, Coming to America, the first one is also on Prime. so you could get ready and watch that the day before the second one comes out and make a real marathon of it.
Yeah, something funny to look forward to.
Absolutely.
You know, I do feel like, you know, I guess the other thing about this weekend, hanging out with people who have been vaccinated and taking mm-hmm. tests and everything, the testing is so easy to do, everybody.
Yeah.
If you feel a need. I mean, I go to the airport once a week. I just think it's slick and easy, and they tell you that day. So if you're wanting to make sure to do that to protect yourself around loved ones, and my vaccinated friends were even willing to get the test.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you know, it's just, I feel like there's light around the corner.
I know, doesn't it?
Light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, just the idea that, like, this week it was warming up a little bit, and I saw some people outside, and you're right. Like, there's something about, and maybe we have to force that optimism, but I feel optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool.
And full from all the chicken sandwiches that Rocco just made us eat. Oh, my God,
violently
Rocco.
Full as you unzip your sweatshirt.
I've got so many. I'm hot, cold. You know, I'm taking them off, putting them on. but anyway, that is there. So you saw a couple good movies you liked this weekend.
I saw, we were really into psychological thrillers this weekend. Okay. And there was two that I'd never heard of before. And they somebody recommended them to me. The Invitation. The concept behind this is a bunch of people get invited to this dinner party and something feels off the whole time and you never can really put your finger on it. And there's a couple little incidents that happen. And by the end, your mind is blown. We watched this movie and I've thought about it 400 times since we watched it.
Oh, really?
It. Yes.
It's a 2015 movie.
Yeah. And it's... you know, there's some names or some people in it. You're like, oh, wow, that person looks familiar. But it was pretty indie. And by no means a huge budget, but very fun, worth watching. That was one's on Netflix.
But it wasn't gory, scary. It was psychological thriller.
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say too gory. The ends are, you can't, by the end, yeah, there's some issues, but like, it's not too bad.
Okay.
It leaves you, there's so many unanswered questions too mm-hmm. in it where you, the way they end it, you're thinking, wow, they could have made so many movies around this whole concept, and I liked it. Another one we watched, and it was really good. I think you would really like this.
Okay.
It's called The One I Love, and it's kind of hard to, because it's got Elizabeth Moss in it, and she, both her and, I always say his name wrong, but Mark Duplass.
Yes, I love him. Love him.
Love him. They're in it, and it's the concept of this married couple who go to this Airbnb-type place,
okay.
And there's a guest house, and something weird happens when one of them goes into the guest house and the other one does not. And it's a constant thing that happens throughout their whole weekend there, and it's supposed to make your relationship better. And it's a kind of a sci-fi, but it's really based around the idea of, do you want the best version of your partner all the time? Or do you want your real partner? And I know that sounds wild, right? Because
what did you decide?
I said best version. Just, oh my God, my husband, you know what he said to me? Huh. He goes, who do you think would want the best version more, you or me? And I go, wouldn't we both want the best versions? And he goes, I think you're more often like your best version. And I was like, I died, because it made me feel bad, because I was like, do you feel really flawed? But I was also annoyed with him because he was annoying this weekend. So.
He was sick and she had to take care of him.
He was so a baby this weekend. But after he said that, all was forgiven, because I was like,
that's pretty nice.
Well, I mean, it's also like, what's your self-image like, bro? But this was The One I Love. That's also on Netflix. That one is worth watching because it'll have so many conversations with you and your partner that you won't even realize you're going to have. Would you rather have the best version or the real version? I mean, it's hard to not say the best version when you're quarantine times.
Rocco, thoughts? Best version or the one
I'll
you're
go
with?
The best version. I mean, we're getting through it and we're loving each other, but I'd take the best version. And I'm sure she'd want the best version of me.
Right. Did you watch any movies this weekend or anything?
I did. I stuck to my usual Turner Classic Movies regimen. I watched two Sid Charisse movies.
Oh, my word.
Brigadoon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And The Bandwagon, which were both pretty good. I also watched She Was in Silk Stockings. So I watched three Sid Charisse movies. And then here's a little kind of pervy thing I did last night.
Oh, do we need to talk about
it? On Hulu, there's a documentary called Skin, A History of Nudity in the Movies.
Mm.
And it's pretty interesting.
And I
it's got both male and female nudity in there. So something for everyone.
All right, got it. Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Brittany's in for Lori today. Lori and Casey are coming home from Hawaii. They'll be home in like an hour. So we'll be hearing from them soon.
I can't wait to hear about their
vacation. I know. And I can't wait to hear. I send her off with so many books to read. Yeah, so she's going to do all that for us. Okay, so there's a couple celebrity brand things in the news today. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, have you guys ever bought... besides Kendall Jenner lips, which I'm sure you bought, Brittany, have you bought anything because a celebrity name is attached to it?
That's a really great question. So I have the Jeffree Star, who's kind of a YouTube sensation. It's that lip stain I use all the time.
Yes, you use that.
But
I don't feel like he's a big celebrity. Well, he's a
Beyonce, Ivy Park. I've bought Ivy Park stuff.
You have? Okay.
Yes. I'm kind of a sucker for branding, though.
You are. All right. Rocco, have you? Can you think of...
I don't wear a lot of beauty products.
But, like, would you drink alcohol by the...
Yeah, interesting. I did... my sister gave me a bottle of Bob Dylan's whiskey a couple years ago, and I enjoyed that.
Okay.
And I remember... A long time ago, I saw some spaghetti sauce on the shelves of the grocery store, and it had Frank Sinatra's name on it.
Oh, funny.
And I thought, yep, that's going to be my...
That's your go-to? Was it any good?
It was pretty good. But yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not a big into celebrity stuff, you know, and I probably wouldn't, even though I'm a huge Bob Dylan guy, I don't even know if I would have bought it.
Yourself.
Yeah, right. Like when I hear like, you know, Puff Daddy's tequila or something.
Right.
I mean, I don't think to myself, wow, he must... really make an excellent tequila because he's a tequila expert. I just think, wow, he just threw his name on some garbage and you know, charges extra for it. So to be honest, I stay away from that stuff.
Well, Jay-Z just sold half of his champagne brand to the luxury giant LVMH, was Louis Vuitton, Monet, and Hennessy. Mm-hmm. And it's the name of his champagne is popularly known as Ace of Spades. Mm-hmm. And he bought a 50% stake in it because at the time, prior to his investment, Jay-Z had plugged another high-end champagne Cristal in his tunes, but he publicly boycotted the brand after a top exec made disparaging comments about its popularity to the hip-hop world.
Yeah, that was a
huge... Which is so dumb.
It was so dumb.
So he bought 50% of Ace of Spades and then he in 2006, and then he bought the rest of it in 2014. Well, he just sold half of it back to this luxury brand that owns everything and their mother.
Yeah.
And Salma Hayek is married to the owner.
Good job.
And he basically just said that it made so much money. I mean, it just made so much money for him. And I thought it was kind of rude. And I was a judger because last year at the Golden Globes, which were sponsored by Monet Chandon, mm-hmm. Champagne, they brought in, Jay-Z and Beyonce brought in their Ace of Spades brand, mm-hmm. when someone else paid for the sponsorship and was serving it around to the celebrity tables like Angelina and some other people. And I thought, that's wrong because someone paid for the sponsorship of this, but that's being sold off. And I've never tried that champagne. But then today we've got breaking news. Kris Jenner is set to launch her own luxury brand. Now, she's launched for her daughters. She's already launched Kylie Cosmetics.
Yep.
KKW Fragrance, which is Kim Kardashian West Fragrances. She's CEO of Kylie Cosmetics, which includes Kylie Skin. Mm-hmm. And then she's coming out with her own beauty line.
Okay.
And I'm just like, so many... I don't know why she needs to be in this lane when she's doing it for her daughters. Is there that much room to buy? Like, I don't know that I would buy, you know, Kris Jenner's makeup or beauty line.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, I have never had a lot of success with Kylie Jenner's anything.
Right. Because it's sold out or why?
No, just because I wasn't a big fan.
Okay.
I've got high, like, especially lip stains and her lip stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just okay, if that. And so it had all this hype around it. And I wasn't a big fan. And that kind of turned me off to that. I think that there are some stuff. And then I've heard different things with Skims. I think a lot of times the brand is more hype. And if I've, but then Good American, which is Khloe Kardashian's jean line.
Do you love those?
Love. Because they really think about, like, tall. I'm very tall, and so, like, the, you know, higher waisted and, like,
right.
Anybody with curves, I mean, they do great with that.
So does not your mother's jeans.
Yes. They're good too.
Well, that's interesting to hear because, yeah, you look Skims, right? Kim, yes. Just, she's like shapewear and tights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think to yourself, wow, you know, Kim Kardashian must really know a lot about shapewear. This is really going to be so much better than Spanx or whatever. Or do you just think, you know, she just threw a name on this?
Well, no, no, I disagree on this one with you guys because she was a huge fan of shapewear and would cut up her pantyhose and wear self because of how she dressed.
Yeah.
She'd have to find different ways for shapewear to work and use scissors a lot.
Yeah.
And would cater things to make them work with her body. And what her things with Skims was coming out with something in multiple colors.
Yes.
For all different That's colors true. Of people.
Yeah.
And I think what I've heard is the fabric. I mean, when Spanx first came out, it was like putting on a girdle, but it was just not called a girdle. But they've changed the fabrics and done everything. Sarah Blakely's amazing what she's done with that. But I do think Kim did a lot of research with their Skims brand, and people like it.
I think the problem I have with that I see with Skims is a lot of times the sizing is rough. Like, it's so tight that it is...
You got to go up a size.
You got to go up a couple sizes.
Oh, a couple. Okay.
And so that's
but think
why.
Of the this year in this kind of wear.
Exactly.
Who's worn a girdle or who's worn...
But I do think you're right. I think Kim has changed the game because of what she came out with and because big brands then had to keep up. Like, Spanx now has to change up there, all the stuff. And as they should, have all the different colors, have all the different, you know, parts of your body that you want to accentuate or not accentuate or be able to wear different skirts. So I think you're right. I think I'm maybe being a little judgmental because some of the people I follow have said they're too... And then I don't even want to try it because the idea of putting that on right now...
It's like putting on a pair of jeans. They're one and the same.
It's painful.
What do they call them? Hard pants or what are they called?
Hard pants.
Because there's a name if you get out of your yoga pants. You're wearing your hard pants.
My hard pants.
You know, something that really has a zipper that has a waist that you have to deal with.
You have to...
The hard pants.
And then it's immediately as I get home, sometimes I'll wear jeans here because I'm, you know, just... This is my workplace.
Oh, I love it. Now she's a full-time employee.
I'm a business person.
Yeah.
I'm a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in here with jeans. As soon as I get home, I rip those bad boys off.
Who doesn't?
I say, get them off of me. Who invented these?
I know, but I don't. I kind of like jeans. I think, Rocco, you haven't been wearing your gray sweatpants to work every day like you used to.
I'm a good boy, and I wear hard pants to work.
We appreciate that.
But yeah, when I'm at home, I mean, I spend the... most of my days in comfy pants.
I appreciate a man putting on jeans or putting on a pair of pants versus sweats.
I had to get my husband some cute comfy pants because his were terrible.
Right.
His looked like somebody who wanted to, like, who was spending too much time at a
where? This ought to be good. I'm curious what's going to come out of your mouth, and I can't even help
an
you.
Establishment what? For men who appreciate the company of a lovely lady.
Oh, all right. What do those
really
look
into
like?
The gray sweatpants.
Well, so is Rocco. He
but like,
just
Dory told me gray sweatpants are like the sexiest thing.
No,
a man
they're.
Can wear.
She lied to you.
Totally.
He
bought it hook, line, and sinker.
But okay. So also, my husband's very tall, and he was wearing. There were like high waters on him, and they were just big and weird. And I was like, so I finally got him some cute, kind of tightish ones.
Yeah.
I want to see his ones. Butt a little bit.
Sure.
And his sweatpants were, he only had like one pair and he was wearing, like, I get it, but like, do better.
Did you get him some Lulus?
No, it was kind of like an off-brand Lulu.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have Lulu work pants that I like a lot.
Oh, my kids are so into those. I've got one kid who just lives in them.
Yeah, so does my brother.
Mm-hmm. Just lives in those things. They're,
like, yeah. Like,
they're funny.
At least leggings look good on women.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel good, you know. But I just wanted him. It was like the male version of a legging. Like, I'm I'm fine with them casual. But like, at some point, I would like to, you know, make a child with you. And that, you're making it hard. I don't want... see you in this.
But Lori would argue that the gray sweatpants would get you excited because
I want to be attracted.
No.
Men's creases.
No, but
in a way that dark
Lori lies.
Don't.
If Casey wore those, she would die.
Casey is like, in my mind, Prince Charming, and I can't even imagine him wearing those. Like,
Lori went off for like 10 minutes about this one day. Like,
we did. But I sit over there. You can't see my face. And I'm just laughing at Lori. And she's egging you on. And you're going on websites. And you're buying them. And you're turning around your screen so she can see it. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Or, like, Lori is sabotaging your marriage,
Why
Rocco.
Didn't you speak up, Julie?
Because
you were agreeing with her.
I just was in for the ride. I thought it was funny.
I would love, if a caller called in and said, no, I love my husband in gray sweatpants, I'd say, I'm happy for you. That's great. But I bet you most wives are significant
Navy,
others.
Navy, black.
Like, a gray sweatpant. That shows every spill.
Well, it's like a woman. Spill. It's like a woman wearing a gray pants to work out in.
Yeah.
A light gray.
Well, the problem is you always look like you pee your pants.
Well, right.
Because, like, you get those where you sweat.
Yeah, your sweat lines.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. And then you go, I'll never wear these again. You forget.
Oh, I would never. I would never even go out of the house in those.
I have so many times been in a workout class, and I was like, note to self, throw these out. And then it happens weeks later. I go, oh, no, not again.
Don't do it. All right, when we come back, we have helped everyone out that you don't have to drive around for an hour and go to four different chicken establishments
to
find out who has the best chicken sandwich. The heartburn is coming. Your heartburn started yet?
No, I'm fine. I'm just so violently full, but
well,
so happy.
It surprises me because you didn't eat anything.
I don't know. I'm so delicate.
We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia, my talk.
Time for Lori and Julia Deep Dive.
I'm looking for my Tums as we speak. Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us today. So, Brittany.
Yeah.
Okay, so last week when you were on, we talked about you just were all in an uproar about the chicken war.
So there's this chicken sandwich war that is plaguing our nation here on U.S. soil, and nobody seems to be talking about it. But just like in Lori and Julia fashion, we find it first. We bring you the news that you should be knowing about. These are things that your family cares about. I do have to do a side note. Before we talk about our sandwiches, I do have to tell you something that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
So McDonald's came out strong, really promoting their new chicken sandwich. So we have four that we're talking about. Popeyes, KFC, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A. Well, McDonald's just came out hard with theirs, and they got the website Chicken Drop, but they spelled it really weird. It's chkndrop.com.
Okay.
And Popeyes went ahead and trolled them and grabbed every spelling around that and grabbed all the other people because they added the one with like the word chicken, all this stuff.
Right.
So Popeyes is still hardcore trolling everybody in the chicken wars. And Popeyes is the original, I would say, wanted to start this war. And Chick-fil-A was the one who accidentally started this war.
Okay.
So
now I got to say, when I went to McDonald's today,
yeah,
and I'm in the drive-thru,
yeah,
they have their like Southern crispy chicken on the menu, but it was grayed out and it said not available right now. So we're not talking about the Southern crispy chicken sandwich, right?
No, and they made it really clear that they are getting rid of all their other chicken sandwiches during this because they want to concentrate on the war. They had to take all their other elements and say, no, 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 no. You can't work on the McChicken.
Right.
You can't work on the fish filet. Right now, the only thing we are is going to war with Popeyes,
and
KFC.
And I asked them, I said, I don't see a chicken sandwich on the menu. Can I get one? And that's when she explained that they had like a secret chicken sandwich.
Oh.
And there was one. Was that the one that just had butter on it?
There's still one, the deluxe crispy chicken.
Yeah, that one has like lettuce and tomatoes. And then there was like a spicy. And then I think she's like, well, one just has butter on it. And I was like, okay. Do you remember that one?
Maybe that's the one we ate them.
I feel like we kind of messed up. Maybe it was better for you because we had about, what, 8 to 10 chicken sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Did you take good notes?
Yes, we did. And I want to hear. So we were very, very lucky and very, very blessed to have Rocco, who decided out of nowhere today, hey, I'm going to go to, at first I thought he was going to one place via text message in our group chat. He throws out the idea of getting chicken sandwiches. And I was like, awesome. Yeah, Chick-fil-A. And of course, Julia wrote, Chick-a-fil-A. Yeah, that sounds great.
I know.
And all of a sudden, Rocco shows up with four bags from four different places. So we have Popeyes, KFC, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A. And I want to hear, did you take notes, Rocco, what you like the best?
I have a few ideas.
Okay, let me hear yours first. I wrote me and Julia's down, and we're a group unit.
I thought Chick-fil-A was kind of boring as far as the breading went.
Whoa.
But I thought it was a pretty good piece of meat. And then you encouraged us to get the sauce.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A sauce.
And that's
yeah.
kind of a pink, what would you even call that?
It's Thousand Island.
Is it? Okay.
No. It's Thousand Island 2021.
It's like ketchup and mayo, which is like Thousand Island.
Mm, right. 2021. It's Thousand Island 2021. Yeah. But you're right. That was the best piece of meat.
Yeah, it was good.
That was real chicken. It felt like that was really good chicken.
Yeah. And then, so what did you think of Popeyes then?
I like the breading of Popeyes and KFC just because I like
that extra crispy kind of feel.
Kind of those, you know, the pepper, the little something to it.
Yeah.
I really felt like when I put the Chick-fil-A, and this is one of the first times I went to Chick-fil-A, I think.
Was it packed?
It was. Out of all the places I went, it was at Harmar.
Yeah.
That one had like the double drive-through, and there was like four cars in each lane.
Yeah. It's like in between dinner and lunch.
Yeah, and
right
it was like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
But the other places I went, Popeyes, no line, McDonald's, no line, KFC, no line. So the other thing I'll say is, you know, I mean, I can't get too excited about this taste test because it's really a chicken sandwich with mayo and pickles on it from like four different places.
But the pickles are what make it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
They all have pickles. Okay. So my thoughts were hardcore Chick-fil-A winner.
Big time.
So that I'm really thrown off, Rocco.
That's okay.
You know, but I get what you're saying. I would say there is a little bit of maybe, I don't want to say boring, but maybe consistent. See to their.
I felt like when I put it in my mouth, it reminded me of like a high school cafeteria chicken sandwich that I used to eat in the mid 80s.
Really?
I was like, yeah, it's kind of boring. But like I said, I thought, wow, that's a pretty moist, nice slice of chicken.
And that
there.
Sauce, I would put that on my everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Okay. And then second, for sure, Popeyes. Theirs was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt like, honestly, I kind of didn't even want the bread.
I can't even believe we're doing this on the air.
Also,
if anyone is in contact with Lori, please don't tell her. Please don't tell her. I'm going to get fired.
Okay, wait.
This is the chicken wars are top.
They're the real
thing. This is an A-list story.
People have been asking me, and by people.
You mean your mom.
I mean my mom, listening in Florida. Hi, Beverly. And then KFC kind of tried to throw a fake Chick-fil-A sauce on their sandwich.
Yeah.
I wasn't down. Like, Chick-fil-A quit trying. McDonald's, I'm sorry.
Was that on the spicy one from KFC?
Yeah. And then I'm sorry, McDonald's, you're not. You're my last.
Yeah, but if that would have come along with the Shamrock Oreo shake or the McFlurry Oreo shake, that would have won hands down.
You could have texted me that.
Are
we going to do the same for fish sandwiches now that we're in Lent?
Oh my gosh,
no.
Because I saw that Popeyes has the Cajun flounder.
I will not mass eat fish sandwiches.
I think that's the right choice.
I will literally die.
Oh, man, you guys. But if you grew up with fish sticks like I did.
Oh, me too.
And was it,
I mean, fish sticks.
And were they kind of like rainbowy when they would be cooked in the middle? Like,
what is rainbowy?
Did
yours have a colors inside?
Yeah, like it was like you'd cook them and you'd break them in half. And like the fish, I don't know if it was like synthetic, whatever. It had like a kind of a rainbow sheen, like an iridescent sheen
to
it. Sure,
yes, I get that.
Okay.
It's called skin.
It's delicious.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You would open up your fish dicks and a rainbow would come out?
She had the McKittles brand. It was the new brand. It was the Pop Fresh.
Okay,
Pop Tart of fish sticks.
Can you have fish sticks without sauce, though? Like,
no.
Could you just
no.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
And when's the last time any of us have had fish sticks?
Oh.
I used to love them.
Oh, I did not.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably liked them, but it was at a time where I never got to choose what I ate.
Right.
But I do like a good fish fry or a good
fish and chips. Yeah, we talked about that with Stephanie Hansen on Friday.
Oh.
She made some recommendations, none that we can remember.
No, fish fries are great, but again, it's the sauce. Like if you were just
tartar sauce is everything.
It's everything. Mm-hmm. If you were just to give me fried fish, I'd be like, what am I going to do with this?
Right. And
you're going to find that sauce that you spread everywhere earlier.
You got to have a lemon wedge, too.
You guys, I actually found a deep dive story, but I feel like at this point, We're going to have to just save it for next time. Why?
I thought the deep dive was chicken sandwich.
No, that was just a sidebar.
That was just amazing.
Did you really do some work? I'm kind of impressed
right
now.
Let's do it later. We got plenty of time
left
in the show.
We'll do it later. But it might save you. It's about bear attacks and how what you do and how why it's really hard to survive a bear attack. First step, identify the bear. What? You want me to identify the bear when it's charging me? That's the first step in everything I read.
Remain calm.
Hey, are you
I thought
Steve?
You were telling me.
I know. Remain calm. Remain calm at all times.
Well, let's hear about that later.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
First step.
Wrong season.
Identify the bear. No, this girl got attacked recently.
Yeah, they're about to wake up from their hibernation, aren't they?
Yeah, Julia.
Spring's almost here. Watch out for bears.
Yeah. The bear was with the skier.
The bear.
2 weeks ago. Remember the snowboarder with the bear?
Yeah.
On the hill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Just looks awful to me.
Awful.
That would be so scary. When we come back, we have so many other things coming up on our show today. Thanks for hanging out with us, Lori and Julia, and my talk.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.